pianist Oleg Mashev is a very individual artist. He's about to start an extensive recital tour of the North Island after an earlier New Zealand tour just 2 years ago. Originally from Baku in Azerbaijan, the former Soviet Union, Mashev trained at the very best of the Russian schools, the Gnesin School for Highly Gifted Children, and then went on to the Moscow Conservatory. His career as an international artist was given a kickstart by gaining awards at international piano competitions in Canada, Italy, Portugal, Spain, the United States, including four first prizes. He lives in Milan now and won the Rome competition in 1992. As well as performing around the world, Oleg Mashev has recorded many discs for Danakord Records, including the complete piano original works for solo piano by Prokofiev. He's also the only pianist, we think, to have recorded the complete works for piano and orchestra by the great Russian four, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev and Shostakovich. He also has an interest in little-known or forgotten music and makes a point of playing some less-known works during his recitals. And the pianist Oleg Mashev joins us now from our Auckland studio. Welcome back to New Zealand, Oleg.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me here. It's a great pleasure for me to be again in this beautiful country. I really love it.
Yeah, so last year, you were here about 2 or 3 years ago, and you did quite a big recital tour then, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's already maybe my fifth or sixth tour in this country.
So what brings you back this time?
Well, it's the same. the same job.
Yeah.
And the same pleasure, I hope. And I do play kind of romantic program this time, presenting different fields of romantic music.
You're going to a lot of small towns doing your recitals. Do you find you get a really enthusiastic audience in some of the smaller places?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's always great fun, and really very, very grateful to the people for inviting me there, and I really have very, very good time.
What about the pianos? Are they always...
Sometimes, well, we all understand. Sometimes they're not really the best ones. But in generally, it was okay. I never had real serious problems with the instruments.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So you're going to anywhere this time that you haven't been before? Because I notice you're going to some of the very small towns around the North Island. Nothing in the South Island this time,
though. No, unfortunately, nothing in the South Island. No, probably except one place, Blenheim. Is it South Island?
Oh, you're going to Blenheim?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. I hope it's there.
In fact, you're playing in a vineyard. It's a good idea, isn't it?
It's a good idea. You really change the I have to think about it.
Yeah, do you change your repertoire when you play in somewhere like a vineyard as opposed to a concert hall?
Well, by the way, I do play a little bit different repertoire from the second concert after Auckland, because I have some small changes in the repertoire. It's not about the vineyards, but...
It's just the right music for the right place?
No, not really. There was some... Just it was a little bit more... It's my technical reasons, not...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I'm talking to pianist Oleg Mashev, who's about to begin a concert tour of the North Island and Blenheim, working on some interesting programme work, Brahms, Liszt, Chopin and Scriabin. Just the one Russian composer this time.
Yes, that's true. I usually did play quite a lot of Russian music. So even this time I decided that I need at least a small bite of Russian music. But altogether, the program is dedicated... it's actually divided in two parts. The first part I do play Brahms and Liszt. Let's say the composers who represent kind of monumental piano writing. Brahms with his first sonata. By the way, he was less than 20 years old when he has written that. And his first sonata is a kind of respect to Beethoven's sonatas, and he definitely feels this kind of bridge between Beethoven and him. And then Liszt, I love this work. This is after the lecture of Dante. I think it's one of the most beautiful work Liszt ever written for piano.
This is the Spanish Rhapsody.
No. I'm talking about because I start to play Spanish Rhapsody from the concerts after Auckland.
I see.
Yeah, in Auckland, I will play the Dante Fantasy Sonata.
Right, I understand now.
Yeah, and after that, I put the Spanish Rhapsody, which also a very, very, very beautiful piece. Dante Sonata, I think it's very interesting because of this huge world coming from Dante, and it's so deep music, talking about the hell, you know, this piece starts from the entrance to the hell, and then in the middle part when we're going to the paradise, and all this voyage made with help of Dante, I think Liszt made it really in absolutely marvelous way. I really love this work.
It must be quite extreme if you've got the contrast of hell and then paradise.
It is extreme. It is extreme work. And
so what do you go through when you're playing it, Oleg, to convey that difference in feeling?
Sometimes it's you can describe it by words, sometimes not, which is okay. I do believe that musical critics is a very useful job, but still there's something in music which cannot be explained by words, and I think that's the reason why music exists at this point. Because, I mean, if we can describe everything we can see on the canvas, so probably we don't need picture.
We don't need music,
we don't need painting. So there's something beyond the words, and it's the same for the artist. Sometimes it's difficult to explain by words exactly what exactly you feel when you're doing your job, basically.
Yeah, well, I often feel doing this job that I don't quite know why I'm doing it, because you can't talk about music sometimes, can you?
But it's great. It's great. Okay, let's accept things and saying that, yeah, there are some things we cannot. Well, there are a lot of things in life and when it's a little bit difficult to talk about them. They're beautiful or less beautiful, but it's okay.
Yeah. So your piano repertoire, you have such a variety. Tell me about your decision early on, I guess, to concentrate on some of the lesser-known composers. What actually happened? Did you just discover something you thought, why has nobody ever played this?
You know, it's not about single pieces. Basically, it's my strong feeling that for some reasons, lately, the pieces people can hear in the concert halls getting the number of the pieces getting smaller, and I really feel it's so unfair, because it looks like, you know, I'm so great musician, so I'm really can play only, or I really won't play three last Beethoven sonatas, couple other things, and that's it. Why? Who said that? I mean, you should be. We shouldn't be so full of ourselves and to accept things that there's a lot of, let's call it second-rate music, but it's really worth to be played, and it's not fair that it's completely forgotten now. And so I really feel that it's absolutely necessary. It's our duty to the composers of the past who simply were not so great as as other composers who lived the same time, but still they produce sometimes very, very good music, and it's really worth to do everything just to be. To make it possible to hear today.
But also, it must be good for you, because it means you get to experience different works rather than just the same old things again and again.
You're absolutely right, because it's wonderful feeling. It's a little bit like fresh snow. into mountains. You're just it's lovely. I mean, you feel that wow, it's such a good music, and finally somebody hear that and said, oh, it's interesting. We've never heard about these composers, for example.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
Yeah, you had quite a lot of success in the piano competitions, and I'm sure they were in some ways a thing you hate to think about now, Oleg, because it's such a strange experience going into competitions and everyone playing the same thing, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you're on international juries now, aren't you? So you've got to listen to the same thing again and again.
Yeah, you're just touching the right point. Yeah, exactly. And
But why do you think the competition repertoire is so limited? Who says you can't play Emile Fontsal if you want to?
You know, sometimes there are some courageous, brave guys in the competitions and they start to play some unusual music. And I feel so happy in this moment. So I get already from by that, this guy already earned a couple of points in my eyes. I remember I was in competition and one guy said he played pieces by Alkan. I mean, this is definitely not a composer you hear very often. So I really think this is simply tradition which goes and which lasts. And you just have to be a little bit more brave and just do another tradition, just to play more different music.
Yeah, so the other people on the competition jury with you, how do they react when something comes out of left field?
Well, to say the truth, half of my colleagues were a little bit shocked, saying, Alkan? Why have to play Alkan? Well, what can we do? But we're all different. That's the nice thing in the life.
I wonder if it's something to do with the fact that people just get a bit lazy and they don't want to have to listen to something that requires more concentration because they don't know it.
I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Mm. You know, of course, many of the Russian composers very well. You've recorded all of the piano works of Prokofiev, for example. So I guess you're doing both things, really, aren't you? You're doing the masters and the others as well.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm also, obviously I'm quite happy to be able to record also the great works and the famous work, because I like everybody. I also love them, and it's great pleasure, and I'm happy that I have this possibility.
Yeah, I'm talking to Oleg Mashev, who is in New Zealand for a concert tour beginning tomorrow, I think, in Auckland at the Concert Chamber, the first concert, and going right through the month, middle of winter in New Zealand. But Azerbaijan doesn't have much snow. Are you expecting cold weather around New Zealand, Oleg?
Well, I left Azerbaijan when I was 10 years old, so it was many, many years ago.
But you spent your early years in Moscow?
In Moscow, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not really scared of my snow.
Well, you like skiing, don't you?
I do. I love it.
Well, maybe. And you go through the middle of the North Island, you get a chance to go up the mountain.
Oh, yeah, don't tell that. I'm already tempted so much to do that.
Are you? Have you been skiing here before?
No.
Oh, now's your opportunity.
Yeah, I know.
Fresh dumping of snow yesterday. Do you live in Milan now? Do you get a chance much to indulge in your favourite sport?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I live up north from Milan. It's about 25 kilometres. So the best, the closest ski resort, it's about 40 minutes drive from my place. So it's really fantastic.
Yeah. Now, the sport goes way back in your family. Your father was a great sportsman, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. It was his huge hobby. He was also, I mean, he was professional. He was a winner of championship in Soviet Union.
400 meters?
Yeah, with hurdles.
What year was that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most difficult time I've been. I think the most difficult distance.
How old were you when he won that?
I was very, very small kid, I guess.
So you don't remember?
No.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah.
How exciting that would be. Your daughter, I understand, is interested in music you.
Yeah,
she hasn't been put off by the fact that Dad's always away.
Well, it's nice to talk the same language with your family.
Yeah.
So obviously we were quite happy with them when she started to study music.
Does she play the flute?
She plays flute, and she graduated from Milan Conservatory a year ago, and now she's doing master program in management in music.
Management in music?
It's a little bit different, yeah.
Well, that's a very good field to get into, isn't it?
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah? Is it, though? Because I know that there's certain organisations that have a very big profile and lots of artists, but there aren't that many good managers, are there?
I really don't know too well this part. I guess you're right, because it's very specific work, and it asks good musical attention, a lot of human qualities, and a lot of salesman's qualities. And I mean, all putting together, it's probably not so easy to find in one person.
So, do you have a good manager, or do you do it for yourself?
I'm quite very, very lucky with my managers here in New Zealand, and in some other cartons, I'm also quite lucky.
I see. So perhaps one day your daughter might end up...
Maybe. We thought about that, and it's probably not too bad to have your own manager in the family.
That's right. Well, keeping business in the family is always
exactly.
A good idea.
Exactly.
Well, it's very nice to have you on the program, Oleg. And
thank you.
Do enjoy the winter tour, and make sure you go up that mountain, won't you?
Okay, thank you very much. I will.
Oleg Mashev, who begins his tour, as we said, in Auckland tomorrow, July the 1st at the Concert and Chamber. Then he's off to Palmerston North, Gisborne, Blenheim, Hamilton, Whangarei, Greytown, Waikanae, Whanganui, Taiapi, Taupo, and finishing in Potararu.